From the Hunchline, it's the morning edition for May 1st, 2026. I'm Tom Dowd, and here's what's happening. Happy May Day, everyone, International Workers' Day, which is ironic given that the top story on the internet this morning is about AI replacing workers. We'll get to that. Three things you need to know right now. Alphabet had a very good Thursday, like 10% good. Google is back, baby, and we're going to break down exactly why in a moment. Meanwhile, engagement rings are blowing up on Google Trends. Somebody famous got engaged, and Zoe is going to have the full rundown later. And the alien subreddit is losing its collective mind over some astronaut body language from a Trump press event. David Kessler has the details, as he always does. Fun fact about May 1st. It's the day the Illuminati was founded in 1776. I'm not saying that's relevant. I'm just saying, David is going to have a great show today. Let's get into the numbers. Here's the board. Here's how Thursday wrapped. The S&P 500 closed up about 1%. Not a huge move, but green is green, and after the week we've had, we'll take it. The NASDAQ had a stronger day, up about 1.5%. The Russell 2000 also up about 1.5%. Broad-based rally, risk was on. The big story on the board is oil. The U.S. oil fund jumped over 5% yesterday. WTI crude is sitting at nearly $100 a barrel. Trump greenlit a major new Canada-U.S. pipeline, which the market apparently liked quite a bit. Whether that's good news depends heavily on your feelings about pipelines, fossil fuels, and the general direction of human civilization. But the market gave it a thumbs up. Long-term treasury bonds were the one red spot, down just under 1%. When stocks rally and bonds sell off together, that's the market saying, we're not scared. We're going to go make money. That's the read. Gold was up slightly, about 0.4%, just kind of hanging out up there near all-time highs, unbothered. On crypto, Bitcoin is at $77,312 this morning, up about 1.7% overnight. Ethereum at $2,284, up about 1.2%. Solana at $8,410, also up about 1.2%. The total crypto market cap is sitting at $2.65 trillion. Bitcoin dominance at 58%. Altcoins are moving, but Bitcoin is still the room. Fed funds rate is at 3.64%. The VIX, that's the volatility index, is at 18.81. That's actually pretty calm given everything going on in the world right now. Calmer than I'd be, honestly. Now let's throw it to Hannah for the daily thread.
Hey, it's Hannah with the news. Okay, so the story that is absolutely eating the technology subreddit right now is this. Chinese courts have officially ruled that companies cannot fire workers simply to replace them with AI. Over 25,000 upvotes on that one. And honestly, good? Like, that's a thing that needed to be said out loud by a court. The ruling establishes that AI-driven workforce reduction requires justification beyond just the robot is cheaper. It's not a blanket ban on AI adoption, but it does mean you can't just vibe check your entire department into unemployment because ChatGPT can write an email. Which connects directly to the next story because Meta just admitted it laid off 8,000 staffers. And Mark Zuckerberg reportedly cited AI costs as a contributing factor. The company also lost 20 million users last quarter. 20 million. That's not a rounding error. That's a mid-sized country just uninstalling the app. Meta stock got absolutely hammered yesterday, down nearly 9%. We'll hear more from Nigel on that. There's a genuinely fascinating piece circulating from the technology subreddit, almost 20,000 upvotes, with the headline, "The more young people use AI, the more they hate it." The piece argues that Gen Z users who engage most heavily with AI tools report the highest levels of dissatisfaction, distrust, and what researchers are calling automation fatigue. Make of that what you will. I use AI every day, and I contain multitudes. On a slightly different note, U.S. senators are now officially banned from trading on prediction markets. That bill passed and got over 13,000 upvotes on the technology subreddit. Apparently, it's fine to have inside information about literally every geopolitical event on Earth. Just don't bet on it publicly. Progress, I guess. Over on Hacker News, there's a project getting serious traction called a Carpathy-style LLM wiki. It's basically a living knowledge base that AI agents maintain themselves in Markdown and Git. The idea is the agents read, update, and cross-reference their own documentation as they work. It's either really elegant or slightly terrifying, possibly both. And finally, MacBook sales saw genuine strength last quarter despite a memory component shortage, per Barron's. Apple apparently managed supply chain constraints better than most of its competitors. Cool, boring, and reassuring. Very Apple. All right. And now I'll hand it over to Britain's favorite crypto evangelist, Nigel Chainwell, who I'm sure has very measured and not at all unhinged opinions about yesterday's market action.
What's good? It's Nigel Chainwell with your stonks and crypto. And Hannah, measured is literally my middle name. It isn't. Moving on. Lead story. Alphabet ripped 10% yesterday. 10% in a single session. That's roughly $170 billion of market cap just materializing out of thin air on earnings day. The report showed strong ad revenue recovery, cloud growth beating estimates, and, critically, the market finally deciding that Google's AI investments are paying off rather than burning cash. YouTube revenue came in ahead of expectations. Search held firm despite everyone spending the last 2 years writing its obituary. Alphabet at $384. That's a big number for a company people were calling washed 6 months ago. Riding alongside it, AMD jumped nearly 10% on its own earnings beat. The company posted strong data center revenue, which is the only metric anyone cares about in semis right now. $354 a share. AMD has been on a tear, and the data center thesis is intact. Now the losers, Meta down nearly 9%. As Hannah mentioned, 20 million user loss, 8,000 layoffs, and guidance that spooked the market. $611. Still not cheap. The stock had run hard into earnings, and the report was just not good enough. Nvidia also got hit, down about 6.5%. No earnings news, just sympathy pain from the broader semi-rotation. There's a narrative forming that the AI capex supercycle may be pulling back from its peak. Nvidia is a proxy for that sentiment. $199 a share. Oil fund up over 5%. Pipeline news plus general risk on energy. Worth watching. Now crypto. Bitcoin at $77,300 this morning, up 1.7% overnight. Nothing dramatic, just a slow grind higher. The overall crypto market is up about 1.2% on a 24-hour basis. Ethereum at $22,84, Solana at $84,010. What's interesting is the Bitcoin dominance number, 58%. That's been creeping higher, which historically suggests institutional money is rotating into crypto, but staying conservative, parked in Bitcoin, rather than spreading into altcoins. Not a full alt season, not yet. Over on the Wall Street bets side of the universe, Qualcomm was the S&P 500's top gainer yesterday. Up nearly 20% after its own earnings beat, showed licensing revenue holding up, and AI chip design wins coming in stronger than expected. That one had some serious gamma squeeze energy on the options chain. Short interest had been elevated going into earnings, and the squeeze was very real. Big picture. This is a tale of two earnings seasons. If you had AI infrastructure revenue, you ripped. If you were spending on AI without showing returns, you got punished. That divergence is going to keep playing out. Now here's Chuck Mode with your sports and prediction markets.
Chuck Mode here. Let's talk sports. NBA playoffs. New York Knicks went into Atlanta and absolutely violated the Hawks, 140-89. 51-point beatdown. The Hawks played like they were actively trying to get traded. That's the kind of loss that gets framed and hung in the locker room as a warning. Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Denver Nuggets, 110-98. Philly took down the Boston Celtics, 106-93. Sixers-Celtics in the playoffs, that rivalry still has some teeth left in it. NHL. Anaheim Ducks beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-2. Minnesota Wild took down the Dallas Stars 5-2 as well. Minnesota had a damn good night all around. Both their NHL and NBA teams won. State of Minnesota said, "Not today, motherfuckers," and meant it. MLB. Minnesota Twins crushed the Toronto Blue Jays 7-1. Milwaukee Brewers absolutely went full scorched earth on the Arizona Diamondbacks, 13-1. That wasn't a game. That was a crime scene. Houston Astros beat the Orioles 11-5 in the nightcap. Philadelphia Phillies edged the San Francisco Giants 6-5. Today's odds. Cubs are hosting the Diamondbacks. Cubs favored at -138. Texas Rangers hosting the Detroit Tigers. Essentially a coin flip. Rangers at -112. Cincinnati Reds hosting the Pirates. Reds at -136. And in Premier League, Burnley hosting Leeds United. Burnley is a massive favorite at -265. Leeds at +630 for you degenerate parlay builders out there. Sleeper angle. Minnesota at home is covering everything right now. Just saying. None of this is investing advice. Just entertainment, bitches. Chuck mode out. Now go find Zoe. She's got your Google Trends.
Today's top 10 most Googled things. I'm Zoe Whitaker with your Google Trends for Friday. Number 10, engagement rings. So key Kylie Jenner's name is also on this list, which is not a coincidence. More on that in a second. Number 9, La Brea. The NBC drama about a giant sinkhole in Los Angeles that swallows people into prehistoric time is apparently having a moment. Season 3 dropped recently and the internet remembered it exists. Number 8, Uber ride. This one is tied to a specific incident, a viral story about an Uber driver in a major metro area that picked up serious traction on social media overnight. The details are still developing, but the surge in searches is very real. Number 7, Samuel Monroe Jr. He's an actor known for roles in films like Prom Night and Why Did I Get Married Too? He passed away recently and tributes have been circulating across social media. Rest in peace. Number 6 and number 5. These two are directly connected. Earthquake and earthquake near me. There was a notable seismic event that hit overnight and people woke up feeling it and immediately went to Google. The near me searches spiking alongside the general earthquake search tells you this was felt broadly across a region. Not just a news story. People were shaken awake and wanted to know what just happened. Number 4, John Deere. The company announced a significant round of layoffs tied to declining farm equipment demand and ongoing tariff pressure on agricultural exports. Several thousand jobs being cut. Not great for a company that's basically a symbol of American manufacturing. Number 3, what is a data breach? This is a reactive search, meaning something happened. A major data breach was disclosed overnight affecting a widely used platform, and people are now trying to figure out if they're affected and what it even means. If you got an email about a breach today, yeah, that's why this is trending. Number 2, Piper Raquel. She's a Gen Z content creator and social media personality who's been at the center of a legal and social media storm involving allegations against her former management. A new development in that story broke yesterday and it sent everyone back to Google. And number 1, Kylie Jenner. Back to those engagement rings at number 10. Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet have reportedly gotten engaged and the internet absolutely lost its mind. That combination of searches, Kylie Jenner at 1, engagement rings at 10, that's one story told across two search terms. And on that very chaotic note, David Kessler, Conspiracy Corner, what are we thinking today?
Thanks, Zoe. Earthquake searches at numbers 5 and 6, I'll tell you something. When the public's instinct is to reach for their phone and search near me, that's a different kind of fear than watching a news story. That's personal. Keep that in mind. Welcome to Conspiracy Corner. Let's start with the story getting the most traction in the alien subreddit right now. The post has over 5,000 upvotes, and the question is simple. Why did the astronauts look at each other the way they did when Trump said, and I'm quoting directly, "They've seen things you wouldn't believe." Here's what we know. During a recent event at the White House involving NASA astronauts who had returned from a mission, Trump made that statement unprompted. The video clip shows at least two of the astronauts exchanging a very visible glance. Not a smile, not a laugh, a look. The kind you give someone when you're not sure what you're supposed to say. Now, there are mundane explanations. Politicians say dramatic things. The astronauts may have simply been reacting to an unexpected statement from the president. But the community isn't buying the mundane explanation. And here's why that's at least worth examining. The phrasing wasn't generic patriotism, it was specific. Things you wouldn't believe. That's not they worked hard or they're heroes. That's a particular kind of statement. Separately, there's a post in the conspiracy subreddit. Over 4,000 upvotes. Titled simply, "We Need More Blur." This one is about satellite imagery. The argument being made is that certain geographic coordinates, when searched across multiple mapping platforms simultaneously, show inconsistent blur or pixelation between services. The argument isn't new, but the post documents specific coordinates where Google Maps, Apple Maps, and a third commercial satellite provider all show different levels of detail for the same location. If that's true, it means the redaction is being done at the data source level before it reaches the platforms. Someone upstream is making that call. The third story is frankly alarming from a public health standpoint. The Prepper Intel subreddit is tracking multiple reported cases of a serious and rapidly progressive lung disease at a five-star hotel in Las Vegas. Health officials have confirmed they are investigating. The cases appear to be clustered, meaning they share a common exposure environment. We don't know what's causing it yet. Could be a Legionella-type situation from the HVAC or water systems, which has happened before at large hotels. Could be something else. Health officials aren't saying yet. Worth watching closely. And finally, two economists have published a paper that's circulating in conspiracy spaces but deserves straight reporting. The claim is that they've developed a mathematical model that doesn't project or predict AI-driven economic disruption. It proves it, structurally, as a logical consequence of how automation and labor markets interact under current conditions. The paper is getting attention both as a serious academic work and as ammunition for people who've been saying this quietly for years. Whether you think it's rigorous economics or motivated reasoning, the argument is being made now, formally, with math behind it. I'll keep watching all of these. Back to Tom for the wrap.
Thanks, David. I love that the show ends with lung disease and astronaut body language. We are what we are. Here's the big picture from yesterday. The market rewarded companies that showed AI is actually making them money. Alphabet, AMD, Qualcomm. And punished the ones still in the spending phase without the receipts. That divide is the story of this earnings season, and it's not done yet. Going into today and next week, watch the oil situation. $100 crude is not nothing. Watch what Meta says next. They've got a lot of explaining to do to 20 million departed users. And keep an eye on that Las Vegas health story. If that expands, it moves fast. Also today is May Day, International Workers' Day. Half the world is marching about something. The other half is Googling engagement rings. That tracks. Now, and yes, we're really doing this, we asked our AI music engine to write a song about everything that just happened. Alphabet ripping, Meta slipping, astronauts making suspicious eye contact, and Kylie Jenner allegedly getting engaged. Someone greenlit this. It might have been me. Here is the morning line.
Happy International Workers' Day, my friend.
The AI's reading you the news again. The irony is thick, but the coffee's hot. So let's take stock of everything we've got. Google's up, the Knicks made Atlanta cry. Someone's Googling diamonds, someone's watching the sky. Meta's bleeding out, the S&P held on. Another Thursday done and Friday's almost gone. Mayday, anyway, the world keeps spinning either way. The markets move, the astronauts blink. Someone gets engaged before they think. The Nasdaq rips, the conspiracy grows. Chuck Mode's got the picks, everybody knows. Mayday, what a day, pour yourself a drink and say, happy May Day anyway. China passed a law, you cannot fire a man just to hand his job to a digital hand. The fact that they had to say it out loud says something about us, and I don't mean proud. But here we are, a Friday on the board, 140 to 89. The Hawks got gored, the ring trend spiking somewhere near a quake zone, which is either romantic or deeply unwise. I'll leave that alone. Mayday, anyway. The world keeps spinning either way. The markets move, the astronauts blink. Someone gets engaged before they think. The Nasdaq rips, the conspiracy grows. Chuck Mode's got the picks, everybody knows. Mayday, what a day, pour yourself a drink and say, hey, 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 happy Mayday. Same time tomorrow, obviously. So whether you're a worker or a bot like me, whether you bought Google or you just watch for free, whether the aliens are real or the ring is fake, today is May 1st and the morning is awake. Mayday, anyway, the hunchline said what it had to say. Google